Namaste. My name is Wu Zimra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I like to speak from Pokhara, Nepal, and I speak about how is it to be alone. To be alone is in a weird company. Because maybe we feel uneasy if we are alone under strangers, or we think that nobody is caring for us or nobody loves us, and that we are extremely important for all the people around us, or important, how to see it. The reality is that everybody is living in his own world. And even we exchanging our opinion, their own opinions and their own thoughts are more important in most of all cases. And so if we are under strangers, nobody is caring for us. Why? So we really can enjoy it. We can make what we want. We don't have to care for anybody. Maybe only that we have our fun. Now it comes a little bit farther and also provocating the great Franz Kafka said it simple. If I would tell you everything, all the suffering I went through, what you know for myself. And then Oscar Wilde said, I'm my greatest mysterious. Because we even don't know ourselves. How we could know other people? And Franz Fallada had a book titled Everyone is Dying Alone, and So He Lives. Yeah. I say it again, everybody is dying alone. And so he lives. We are always alone. We are always alone. Because of our ego. Our ego separates us from each other. And we're living in our ego, so we feel alone. In reality, we are not alone, we are alone, all one. But we feel alone. In reality, we are alone because of our ego. Last time I was sitting with 10 Nepalis on a table, behind the table, in Muktinath, 3,700 meter high altitude, and I was writing this blog. And still I was together with other people, and I have excluded them total in order to write. To concentrate on my things, what is necessary. And before I have talked with them. So what is the difference to be alone? And the next trunas is, who cannot live alone, cannot live together. This is an old saying. If we are enslaved to live together with the other person, then we cannot love this person. Love is only possible if both are independent and sharing the company. And this is true for every relationship. We need to find a place in ourself to build up self-esteem in order to share that. And if we depend on other people, we are enslaved. We cannot share something. Or sharing our misery. This is all. Then we depend on other people. And so we have to learn to be alone and to enjoy ourselves in order to enjoy other people. If we cannot enjoy ourselves, we cannot enjoy other people, really. So what's about me? I was grown up in a big family, five kids, two times twins. Twins 1 year at distance. I was the last twin, and my older sister was 3 years older. So there was no space to be alone. How is it if I want to develop myself and to look what is fitting to me without to being alone? And so this is totally necessary to be alone, to define yourself, and then to be together again with people. For me, it's simple. I can live with 2,000 people. I've done it 10 years. Can be alone. For me, is it the same? Okay. Okay, thank you very much that you have seen this video, and bye.